On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the new Quibi series, The Expecting, actress Anna Sophia Robb. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You just doing okay? You just a little tired today or got a lot going on?
I mean, I feel very healthy. I think I'm excited. The show's coming out. I think, yeah, it's a weird world right now.
It's a weird time. You're exactly right. Well, you look great. I like your hair.
Thank you. Thanks. I shaved it for the movie, so it's growing out.
It looks good. If you can pull off short hair, I always think it's a great look. So good for you. You're in Brooklyn right now, huh? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Colorado.
Oh, what part of Colorado?
Yeah, Denver.
Okay. Mile High. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, Mile High.
You get back often? Family's still there?
Yeah, I spent some time there during quarantine up in the mountains, which was so nice. But but I'm here now. I go back a couple times a year.
Is home New York now or LA?
It's New York. I spent most of quarantine in LA. We got kind of stuck out there.
Yeah. Right on, it's not a bad place to be stuck.
But then I'm back here. It was beautiful, great weather. It was nice to not be stuck in New York in like March and April. But I'm back in New York and I'm supposed to start filming in a couple weeks. Hopefully, fingers crossed, everything stays good and people are healthy.
Exactly, yeah, fingers crossed. Well, The Expecting seems like it's great timing with Halloween around the corner. And Quibi, of course, all about sort of quick, short episodes. Is it different to make those types of shows than a typical series or film? I'm sure the production value looks just the same. It looks great, but I imagine it's a quicker schedule or not so much?
Yeah, the schedule's a little bit quicker. We filmed it just like an indie movie. So it's not...
Got it.
For people who don't know what Quibi is, all of the episodes are 10 minutes or less. Quibi stands for quick bites. So it's a full feature narrative, but it's just broken up into chapters. And every day there's a new episode or chapter that's released. Mm-hmm. But we filmed it just like an indie movie. The scenes were a little bit shorter. So we were constantly just like hustling. We'd have 15 scenes in one day. And it's just boom, boom, boom.
That's a lot of dialogue to memorize in.
Yeah. Well, this one is a lot of action. Actually, we have a lot. Every episode, it was such a fun script to read because every 10 pages, there's a cliffhanger.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It just flies by. There's constant movement and all this, all sorts of mystery and danger ensues and spooks and scares, it's a lot of fun to watch. It always keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Oh, I love that. That's fun. That is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
you're also in the new movie, Words of Bathroom Walls, correct?
That's
more of a high school drama, right?
Yeah, that came out I don't remember. I'm like, what month is it? No, it's October. It's based on a YA novel of the same title, Words on Bathroom Walls. And it's a really, really sweet movie. I think you can stream it right now. I know it was in some movie theaters and drive-ins. It might still be in drive-in theaters, but it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful story.
Yeah,
and
fun title. Yep. Right. And this I've been looking forward to. I believe it's in the works. The gangster biopic Lansky, right? What's the status?
Yeah.
What's the status on that one?
You got the whole bio.
You're busy.
Lansky. I know, it's weird. I feel like I've just been drumming my fingers, but then when you bring it, I'm like, oh yeah, things have been happening, I guess.
Yeah.
Lansky, we finished literally just before quarantine set in. It was like the week after we finished.
Oh, good timing.
I know. And it was in Alabama. And so there was like a huge hotspot because of Mardi Gras and everything, which I'm so happy everybody was safe. But it's a biopic of Meyer Lansky, mm-hmm. the gangster. So it goes back and forth in time. Harvey Keitel is older Meyer Lansky. And then it flashes back to like the 1940s. So
who's the younger Meyer Lansky?
Oh my gosh. I'm, Michael, Mario, I'm so embarrassed.
It's okay.
Right
it's okay.
I'm
I was just curious.
Like a total like brain freeze and I'm totally like,
I'll edit this out. I was just curious.
Okay. I'm like, I can look it up really quick.
No.
I'm just so, I have what my friend calls, we're calling it, what is it, smooth brain, you know, when like all the ripples in your brain just start to smooth over. It's like the quarantine sort of.
That happens to me about once a day at least. What about this? Hopefully.
Sorry, it's John. Why did I say Michael? It's John Marjano. He's in First Cow. He's so talented. I'm like, not Michael. I'm like, what am I thinking?
That's all right. That's what happens when you got all these projects. What about the Peacock series? Do you remember Dr. Death?
Yes. Yes, sadly, I do. we're supposed to start that in a couple weeks. It was supposed to be finished, actually. It was supposed to be released like 2 weeks ago, and we haven't even started filming. So, but I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
It's a great podcast if you listen to it.
Yeah, that one I'm looking forward to too. And a lot of cool people involved, huh? Alec Baldwin, Christian Slater, fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm also so excited because I love SNL and Alec Baldwin, his Trump impersonation, he's just absolutely hilarious.
It's
and
so funny,
the fact
huh?
that it's election yeah. season and we're filming, I'm sort of freaking out.
Yeah, no, that's a nice bonus right there. He's a cool guy. You a big Halloween person? You doing the costume thing or?
I love Halloween. Yes, I will be dressed up sitting in my apartment. I'll probably run around a couple times, run around the block.
Would you go as last year?
Last year, what was I? The Great British Baking Show. We dressed up as the hosts. And then the year before that, Harold and Maude, which was really fun.
Yeah.
This year, I don't have an idea yet. I might go as RBG just because in honor of her.
Right. It's so funny that you said the baking show. We get so many people that give that show a shout out. It's like, I feel like I got to check it out.
Have you not seen it?
No, but look at that reaction. I think I got to get on the train here.
Talk about if you want to just live in like a baking fairy tale and just have 30 minutes of your life and just feel like you're smelling fresh baked cookies and cakes. It's so fun and everyone's so sweet. It's a competitive show, but everyone is so nice and it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Highly recommend.
Okay, no, that's a solid endorsement. All right, listen, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Oh boy. Yeah, as you can tell, I don't know.
No, you'll be all right. Song you know all the words to?
Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh. That's a lot of lyrics. Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Orlando Bloom.
Okay. Who's a must follow for you on Instagram?
Oprah.
Favorite scary movie?
The Babadook.
The Babadook?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Ooh. It's the first time I saw a movie as like a scary movie that I had a really emotional reaction to. Highly recommend.
Okay. The Babadook and the baking show. That's what I'm taking away. I appreciate that. Meanwhile, The Expecting is out now on Quibi. You can check that out. Anna Sophia, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Yeah. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.